We're going to talk right now on Vocal Point about the subject of Amy Coney Barrett, who's been nominated by President Trump for the Supreme Court. And there's a lot of brouhaha about that in terms of the timing. And we're going to unpack all this with Tom Bredka of the Thomas More Society. In fact, Tom is the founder of the Thomas More Society. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Tom, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Jerry. Glad to be back with you.
Sure. Now, first of all, there are some on the Democrat side that are saying, well, this is illegitimate for the president to try and rush this particular nomination through, and they make comparisons to Justice or Judge Garrett or Gartland or whatever, the guy, but the difference is that then the Senate was in Republican hands. Now the Senate is in Republican hands, but we have a Republican president. So that's a big difference. But what are your thoughts on this whole nominee?
Well, I'm thrilled with the nomination, Jerry. She has been on our U.S. Court of Appeals here in the Seventh Circuit, based in Chicago, where our headquarters is located and where I've lived most of my life. And, you know, she has impressed us not only with her background and credentials, but her performance as a judge. She did handle one case that we had before her, and it was I think a very, very fine performance, one that bespeaks her credentials in action. We asked that she reconsider a prior precedent on which the city of Chicago based a law that we thought was unjust and unfair and wrongly decided, supporting the buffer or bubble zone around abortion clinics where sidewalk counselors could not you know, freely engage in their attempt to save babies' lives. And what she ruled was that she was bound by the precedent because it was handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court, but she urged that the court consider the case on a further appeal and reconsider its precedent, which she thought was wrongly decided, and she explained why. So I thought that really showed that she, you know, is a scholar of the law, one who isn't afraid to criticize a decision that's wrong, and yet an obedient judge who follows the orders of higher court. That's why it's just terrific that she would now have a place on the higher court, the highest court in the country, the U.S. Supreme Court, and she could cast a vote to overturn a precedent that was wrongly decided. And, of course, that's what the pro-life movement has been all about since 1973 and that horrible decision Roe v. Wade was handed down. We think she's got the guts to actually vote to overturn it. And whether that vote will carry the day or not remains to be seen. But we certainly hope and pray fervently that she will be confirmed. And everybody seems to think the votes are there. Not only do the Republicans have a majority, but their majority is pretty impressive now, so that even if they lose a vote or two, she should be confirmed. We're very, very hopeful that will happen.
All right, let me ask you this. She did go through the grueling process of getting approved by the Senate a few years ago. She hasn't changed that much in 3 years or whatever. Do they need to go through the whole charade again?
Well, there's a lot of talk on the other side. You know, not only a lot of criticism of her because they know that she is somebody who could overturn Roe v. Wade and has the guts to do it. There's also talk that they may boycott the hearing, not attack her, but kind of walk away and then impugn the process. they're very, very confident. We hope overconfident that they're going to win the election and get a commanding majority in the Senate as well as win the presidency. Of course, all that remains to be seen, but they're strategizing is that they might reform the Supreme Court by adding more justices. So President Biden, if that's what really happens, would add enough new justices to overturn the Republican conservative majority that Amy Barrett would represent. Boy, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. And the only poll that really counts is the poll that we cast when we actually vote. And so let me ask you a question, though. I think there's, because we have enough time to unpack this, I think this is really an important concept. There's a clear judicial philosophy that you can find, let's say, among some of the justices, like, let's say, some of the liberal ones. You know, they... Well, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I mean, whose seat we're discussing here. I mean, she occupied that seat until she died. It's the people's seat on the Supreme Court. But she had a philosophy. It was always very liberal. I mean, she voted against the cross, the memorial cross, the World War One memorial cross. All this is establishing a religion and so forth. But at least you could see she had a philosophy. You could see somebody like Clarence Thomas, and you see he's got a clear philosophy of government. Now, these are two opposite ends, you know, on the political spectrum. Help us to understand, what is the concept of natural law? And I understand Amy Coney Barrett not only believes in this, but has taught it. And that's why a good friend of mine who's a strong evangelical said, I would much rather have a strong Catholic who believes in natural law on the high court than have some evangelical who may be subject to, you know, but not have a clear, articulated Supreme Court philosophy. Explain natural law and why it's important.
Well, it's you mentioned religion in the your question, but you know, apart from religion, I mean, the Declaration of Independence, which is a political document, the birthright declaration on which our country was founded, actually states the essence of natural law is that we have certain inalienable rights. That means rights that cannot be changed, cannot be bought, cannot be sold, cannot be taken away. And they come not from government, not by a vote of Congress, not from any monarch, the king or queen of Britain, or the European Parliament. No, no, these rights come from our Creator. And that was the very bedrock on which this country was built. And so, yes, it has a religious inspiration. And, you know, we talked about the shining city on a hill, as President Reagan reminded us how many years ago, you know. So the pilgrims were thoroughly inspired by their religion, which is what drove them across the Atlantic Ocean in a dangerous wooden ship, how many years ago that was?
400.
When they came here, they set up a government, and when it came time in 1776 to declare our independence, it was declared based on what everybody then understood was the natural law, so that's really the essence and the basis for our government and how we claim the rights that that we fervently espouse, and those rights are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it doesn't come, as I say, from government. It comes from our Creator, and yet that's our secular declaration on which the country was founded. So there is a non-religious basis there for what we call natural law. And
well, non-religious, but
Amy Barrett,
yeah,
yeah, No, go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, non-religious on the one hand, and yes, it is religious. I mean, for example, the Declaration of Independence says, you know, yes, we're doing this according to the laws of nature and of nature's God. You have that sort of twofold witness. It's like the, if you read Sir William Blackstone, who was a great British jurist, but his commentaries on the laws of England meant a lot in America, and I think they helped articulate this whole point about natural law. But go, let's talk a little bit about Amy Coney Barrett. I think about the time when Senator Feinstein said to her 3 years ago, she said, the dogma lives loudly within you. It was really kind of an anti-Catholic, anti-Christian type statement. You know, Christians need not apply to positions of government like this, Amy Coney Barrett. What's wrong with you? Your comments.
Well, my comment is that the dogma does live loudly, not only within Amy Barrett, but within our country. And I guess that's what we're saying, that the Declaration of Independence is a secular document, and yet it's also religious. And we just can't escape the fact that the country in which we now live in this very secular and dangerous and well, a controversial time, to put it mildly, was founded by people who believed fervently in God, according to the Christian tenets of the religion that so many of us still profess, and to attack the country or any nominee like Amy Barrett because the dogma lives loudly within her is, to me, a rousing endorsement of her eligibility and the sparkling credentials that more entitle her to confirmation as a Supreme Court justice than disentitle her. And the more she is criticized on a religious basis, as Senator Feinstein did, I think all the more compelling is her claim to confirmation. And I hope and pray she will be confirmed. It looks like she will be. But, of course, predictions don't count. We want to make it happen.
Sure. No, and you know, it's, I pray that we won't go through something like what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. That poor guy was lied about. And his reputation, even, I'm sure, in the minds of millions of people, was sullied. And some people actually believed that, those lies. And it was just horrible what happened to him.
Well, it's just horrible. It's an outrage, a stain on our modern society as well as our political system that was allowed to happen. And I hope that people have that in mind when they cast their votes on
me too.
November 3rd. She'll be here in no time.
Sure.
Because when these people are... If they do get the reins of power, God only knows what they're going to do with them.
Okay, we have 1 minute to go. Would you say that abortion is really the heart or at the heart of the controversy? 1 minute, less than 1 minute. Go.
Jerry, I don't think there's the slightest doubt about it. It's not often spoken about, but my gosh, what would drive people to the lengths to which they've gone? Lying, you know, it's just awful. And yes, the right to life is at the center of the political controversy of our modern era. No question about it.
Tom Brekka, founder, director of Thomas More Society. What's the website, sir, of your organization?
Well, it's long. www.thomasmore, with one N, M-O-R-E, one O, I should say, society.org. We're based in Chicago.
Okay, Tom, thanks so much. God bless.
Thank you, Jerry.